Hi, it's Liz and Mark from Twin Lights Coaching and Sanity Break episode number 3. Today we are coming at you from Fairhaven, New Jersey with Mark, who's coughing up a storm, and my new little puppy, my golden retriever Beau, who's 10 weeks old. We are excited to talk to you about ADHD and another executive functioning that adolescents and young adults with ADHD struggle with, and that's focus, effort, and staying on task.
Really important life skills, and they need to be developed in order to be successful in
Absolutely.
All aspects of life. Do you have a child who seems to be trying but is not doing well in school? Do you have a child who is a daydreamer, who has difficulty paying attention in class or starting and finishing projects for school or at home? Have you ever had to call your child's name multiple times just to get their attention when they're sitting right in front of you? How frustrated does that make you feel? Do you feel hopeless when your child says the same thing day after day? I can't concentrate in the classroom. I don't know why I can't finish this project, or I'll just do it later. Doesn't this leave you wondering why your child doesn't seem to be motivated, understood? But it's important now to know that this isn't because your child is not smart. It's not because they actually don't care. It's not because they're lazy. It's that they lack the executive functioning skills to move forward.
So, Mark, we were talking earlier about what school was like for you. And let me start by saying that Mark here is an accomplished medical doctor, critical care pulmonologist, but life didn't quite start out like that for you. So, again, tell us about, maybe start with when you realized that you had ADHD and maybe work backwards.
Well, the realization that I had ADHD actually came when you and I came together with a focus to really try to help these youth. And as I read more about it, because that section in medical school on ADHD was very small, and it honestly focused on medications and what the diagnosis was. But I wasn't a pediatrician, I wasn't a family doctor, I wasn't a psychiatrist. Mm-hmm. And because of that, it really never occurred to me. So it was you and our business that really helped to bring light into exactly what ADHD was and the fact that I probably am a prime example of a success story with ADHD.
All right, tell us about it.
You know, Liz, as a child, I was not a very good student. As a matter of fact, I used to be put out in the hallway once in a while for my math. I would like to doodle and we'd get in trouble with doodling. I was an incredible daydreamer. And by the way, that daydreaming has wound up being a visionary leader. But back then, it wasn't so embraced. So as I went through school, through grammar school, through middle school, I always had a fight for my grades. I got my projects done, but usually at the push of my mother to actually accomplish them. It wasn't actually until after I'd finished college and I fought my way through as a C student that I went into medicine, and I actually got into a physician assistant program and I got to focus. And with focusing, you can hyper-focus in ADHD, which I never really understood. So I don't know if you've seen that type of thing in ADHD students as well.
I definitely have. Hardy, always, my oldest, has always had the ability to hyper-focus. As a kid, excuse me, when he would get really impulsive at home, we'd say, go to your room, you have to go to your room. Sometimes I had to bear hug him and bring him to his room, which could be challenging at times, but in his room he had a ton of Legos. And he could just calm himself for like 2 to 3 hours and build this amazing stuff. And it was, at the time, I just thought it was just thank God kind of thing. But really, it was a hyper focus because he loved it.
And that's so important, because once you have a passion, once you have something that you can really sink your teeth into, as it were, you can then focus. When I was in school, when I was trying to learn multiple different topics, I was scattered. And I learned a lot of data points, but I always had trouble putting them together. When I finally got into medicine, I focused on just something I wanted. I could hyper-focus on that, and I was able to actually do very well. And therefore, be able to move forward and actually go back to medical school and to graduate, go to one of the top residencies, the top fellowships, and become one of the leading physicians in a new field at the time of interventional pulmonology. But interestingly, it was that need to focus on one particular area that was my success. And as we're looking at the focus, the effort, the staying on task requirements of these students. Those are things that I know the challenges of. And your son clearly knows the challenges, and you as his mother know those challenges. Are there any thoughts that you have about how, if, although Hardy's an exceptional student, and I believe he's got a 4.0 average.
Yes, he does.
So, but are there challenges that came along his academic route that may have been easier for him to negotiate, or you as a family to negotiate, if you had understood a little bit more about how to help focus his attention, like he did on his Legos?
Yeah, I would say for a long time he thought he just was not good in English, just wasn't good. And it was really that he just wasn't interested in writing. He loved to read, but when he got to high school, he stopped loving to read because he couldn't read what he wanted to read. So what I would say is, you know, I can't change the school system per se at this moment, but what I am fully aware of is that Hardy, along with some of his friends who have ADHD, it's that what they have an ability to focus. It's not that they can't focus, but they have trouble focusing on things that don't interest them. That affects their effort. If they don't see the importance of something at that point in time, the effort isn't there. But if it's something that's important to them, even if it's a video game and winning it, the effort's there. And then if you want to go to staying on task, that'd be the same thing, Mark. It's getting a job done if you care about it versus if you don't. So what I would say is, as a mother, what I wished I had known at the time was that these are all things that can be taught, can be learned. There are skills that we can teach. Certainly we know that from coaching and from training to coach kids with ADHD. We are the experts on that, and we know that there are ways to do that. But as a mother, when I was raising Hardy when he was younger, I didn't know that. So I did the best that I could, and I think I did a pretty darn good job. But honestly, there's so much more that I could have done had I known that coaching existed and that there were skills out there that I could have used to help him.
You know, it's amazing because this actually, of all the executive functioning skills, is probably the one where medication has some ability to help, because mm-hmm. the hyperactivity allows them to focus a little bit more mm-hmm. as that's controlled. And some of that focus can come into view when the medications are being used in the children that those are properly applied for. However, most all executive functioning skills aren't treated by any medication. Mm-hmm. And focus, effort, and staying on task is certainly one that needs coaching, needs training in order to bring that out. Mm-hmm. And I heard it described by a young student with ADHD that this is actually a kaleidoscope of emotions, of senses. And as you're trying to stay on task, you have all these different emotions, all these different senses, all these different thoughts that are coming at you, and it's hard to stay focused. So through coaching, you can actually learn how to help to narrow that field, focus, and therefore start to see that you actually can do these things. And once you believe in yourself, then you have the chance to go ahead and to move yourself forward, become more self-reliant. As you become more self-aware and you start to feel that you can accomplish those things that you maybe doubted yourself on.
And the thing that I love the most too is that I take my son for as an example. Here is a kid who, you know, has ADHD and I was told, look, if this child doesn't get the help he needs, whether it's behavioral therapy or medication, whatever it may be, these kids tend to fail. And that's a really scary thing. It's a really scary thing. And so what I think is so important about Sanity Break, and what we want our audience and our, I don't even know if I want to call you guys an audience, our community to know and understand, is that there are solutions to every problem. There are shifts that can be made. I'm not saying every shift is going to be ginormous. It might be inches. Some of them might be, you know, meters. Some of them might be miles. But every little shift matters, and every little shift helps. And we here at Twin Lights Coaching, this podcast Sanity Break, this is why we do this, because we want you guys to realize that we're not just experts. We are part of your community. We get you. And that is so important. I wish I had had that. And that's why this exists, because you know, as a doctor, people have come to you and wished that there were things that were available for them that weren't. And you and I got together because we realized that we could really, truly help.
And that's really the most important thing. That's what we want to do. Twin Lights Coach and this podcast, as you said, are dedicated to educating mm-hmm. and empowering you, each of you listening to us. And you're right. We're not talking to an audience. We may be talking to a community. But really, Liz, I think what we're doing is we're starting a movement.
Yeah, I think you're right.
We're looking for a movement to allow adolescents, young adults, to really understand that there's nothing wrong with them.
Mm-mm.
They're not broken. And in fact, this is a wonderful genius.
Mm-hmm.
And by working with them, that they can actually achieve their entire and fullest potential.
Mm-hmm.
So that's our sole purpose, mm-hmm. is to support each of these individuals.
We believe in you guys, and we know that whether you are the parents listening to this or you're actually a young adult listening to this, we know that change is possible. And we want to keep this podcast going. We plan on doing 100 days straight because that's how important it is for us to get this message out. We don't know where we're going to go from there. Maybe we'll do another 100. We're not totally sure. But the reality is this, that ADHD is not a quote-unquote death sentence or a life sentence. It's just how your brain works. It doesn't mean your brain is bad. It doesn't mean your brain is wrong. What it means is you learn differently, you act differently, you achieve things differently. In the next podcast, Mark and I are talking about some of the really success stories of ADHD, and you will be blown away by some of the people that we talk about and how they've gotten to where they are. But in the meantime, just want to say thanks for listening. Sanity Break loves you, and we believe in you.
And do us a favor. Help us to create this movement. Help us to get the word out. Help us to change and transform the human spirit of each of these individuals with ADHD. Follow us on Facebook at Twin Lights Coaching. Look us up on our website at twinlightscoaching.com. And there's an information link there. And if there's a question that you would want us to address during the podcast, please send us an email, and we'd be happy to look into how to help you understand and move forward on your questions.
Yeah, all topics are open. We absolutely want to be here to support you. So thank you. Have a great night, and we'll catch you on podcast 4.
Have a great day.
Bye.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.